My name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One Another. The date today is the 30th of August 2009 and the time is 9:20 a.m. If I can please ask you, the participant, to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name's Ian Gollifer, I'm 47 and I live in Aberdeen.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Can I ask initially, what was it that motivated you to take part in One Another?
Initially it was my son's idea. He saw about it and he applied to the project, but he didn't receive a suitable time to come. And subsequently I visited an exhibition in Cambridge University at my old college, Jesus College, which had an installation by Anthony Gormley, and I'd seen his work before, and I sort of put two and two together and decided to apply. So that was really just the fact that it was Anthony Gormley who was doing it. I'm a big fan of his work.
Okay. And when you found out that you had got a place, how did you decide how to spend your hour on the plinth?
I have spent a lot of time, but I didn't really come up with any exciting ideas. So all I'm planning to do is to take photographs from the plinth of the square and the surroundings, and also try and photograph myself with the buildings as a background. I haven't really had much time to practice it, so I don't know how well it's going to work. But.
And how are you feeling now that you're here about standing on the plinth today?
Not really too nervous, or you know, the opposite. Just you know, slightly excited, slightly nervous.
And then. Can I ask what kind of experience you're hoping to get out of taking part in One Another?
Just the general idea of being part of the project is the main thing. Nothing specific. I mean, I've not got no political axe to grind. I'm not, you know, advertising anything or anything like that. It's just simply to take part.
You mentioned that you used to study at Cambridge. Can I ask you what you studied?
I did natural sciences, specialising in geology.
And are you planning to go into that field, or are you working in that field now?
Yes, I'm working as a geophysicist in the oil industry in Aberdeen.
And what's that like?
It's quite interesting work. I don't work offshore or anything like that. I'm based in an office, but we take data from the North Sea and we process it and we build models of reservoirs to help people find oil or maximise the returns on their reservoirs.
And could you say a little bit about the situation at the moment with the oil resources, and what you're kind of learning about the current situation at the moment?
Yes, I mean, people have been talking about the hydrocarbon reserves in the North Sea have been declining for years now, but they've been talking about it for a long time, and the decline seems to be slower than people have said. But I think in the future the focus is going to move away from the UK to other places in the world, so it's a sort of a gradual decline in the UK and focusing on other parts of the world, and I expect there's going to be more activity replacing hydrocarbon fuels, oil and gas, alternative fuels, which I'm actually interested in, even though I don't work in that field.
And do you plan to continue working in the industry that you are in?
Yes. At the moment, yes. I mean, morally, if I'm interested in alternative fuels, then I should be working in that. But they pay me well, so I'm going to carry on doing what I'm doing.
And do you enjoy it? Is this something that you've always wanted to do, working in this?
No, I went into it quite by chance. As you said, I went to Cambridge and I did natural sciences, which was a mixture of different sciences. I'd never done any geology before, but because there were field trips involved, I decided to do that, and I ended up getting a degree in geology. And then I took an extra degree in geophysics and sort of really ended up in the oil industry by accident. It was never a goal or anything like that.
And how was it to go to Cambridge? Because it's a very prestigious university to go to. What was it like to be part of that culture?
It was amazing. I recently went back for a 30-year reunion dinner, met some people I hadn't seen for 30 years, And I just considered how lucky I was. I was the first person from my family to go to Cambridge. And I suppose I felt privileged in a way to be able to go to Cambridge University, but it was a wonderful experience. I think I spent more time the experience rather than the learning part of it, unfortunately.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about where you come from before university and all of that? Where did you grow up?
I was born in a village called Stoke Poges in Buckinghamshire, west of London, where my parents still live, and went to school around there. And after university, I basically was there until I went to university. Then after that, I worked in London for a few years, and then I ended up getting married to a girl I met at Cambridge. She's from Edinburgh, and so we ended up moving to Aberdeen. There's not many places in the UK where you can work in the oil industry. It's basically London or Aberdeen, so Aberdeen's closer to her family, so we moved up. And we've been married 21 years. We had our son was born just before we left London. He's 17, and my daughter was born in Aberdeen, and she's 15.
And when you're not working, how do you like to spend your time?
A variety of things, really. I like to go to travel around the country, going to football matches with my son, is one thing. I'm quite interested in going to art exhibitions around the place. There's not much in Aberdeen, but we go down to Edinburgh a lot. I like reading, photography, travel, that sort of thing.
And what are your passions in life?
That's difficult to say. I find art a passion, not doing it, just being absorbed in it. And so that's probably one of the main things I would say.
How would you describe yourself? If I could ask, I know it's a tricky thing to do, but how would you describe yourself as a person?
I would say introverted is probably a good description. I keep myself to myself pretty much. And as you'll see when I stand on the plinth, that's going to be me. I'm not going to be talking. I'm not going to be doing anything. I'm not going to be singing or dancing. I'm just going to be there quietly by myself. So I don't know another way of describing me, really. That's the best way.
Is there anything else that you would like to add about taking part in one another?
No. I just wanted to be part of the project. And I still really haven't, I've thought about trying to think of clever things to do, but in the end, I couldn't think of anything that would come across as silly, and that's not really what I want to do. Being quite a shy person. So I'm just going to try and do a bit of photography, I think.
Is photography something that you do anyway? You mentioned that you're interested in it.
Yes, when I get time. I mean, usually it's related to holidays, because I like travelling, so I spend a lot of time when we're travelling around the world. I don't tend to do that much of it at home. It's more connected with the travel.
And do you go travelling with work?
I used to, in a previous job, I used to travel around quite a bit. Places like Saudi and Abu Dhabi and Tunisia and Mexico and Colorado. Unfortunately, it was the time when the children were young, so my wife put a stop to that. So now I don't travel too much.
And when you do travel, is that with the family?
We like to travel. We had our honeymoon 21 years ago in China. We spent 3 weeks travelling around China. And there's lots of places that we'd love to go, but once you have children, it becomes a lot harder. We have taken them to Egypt. And we're also planning to go and visit my sister, who lives in Jordan, this October. So that's the next big holiday planned. And then we're looking forward to when they go to university, we'll have more time to ourselves, we can travel more.
Yeah. experiences do you think have really shaped you into the person you are today?
That's a very tough question. I can't think of anything that sounds sensible to say to that. What experiences? I don't know. I can't think of anything to say.
Mm, yeah. Okay. Any closing words?
No, just I'm just hoping to enjoy the next hour, not fall off. That's it, really.
Thank you very much.
Okay.